Today's five-star review comes from Paddly. Their review is titled My Favorite Motivational Podcast, and it says, I absolutely love this podcast. I'm a hairstylist of 20 years and currently working on taking my business to new heights. All the information I receive from Shalene and Brock, as well as their guests, is so beneficial. Not to mention, easy to put into practice. Both Shalene and Brock are very articulate. They break down into bite-sized pieces so you can better understand them and put into action. Several of the episodes I've listened to over and over. Shalene is an amazing interviewer as well. There is so much to be learned from her. Thank you, Shalene and Brock, for all of your beautiful content. Hope to meet you one day.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Hey there. Welcome to Build Your Tribe. This is a special edition of our podcast where we're just dealing with what's happening right now in the world. We're talking about the coronavirus crisis, as I've been referring to it. Some others have the pandemic. I think we need to talk about this. Here's the deal. The reason why I want to continue to talk about the coronavirus is because I think it has a major impact on the tribe that you're building, the business that you're building, the business that you need to build, the actions you need to take. And when I think about, all right, what type of content do people need right now? I just don't really think anyone who's focused on Instagram growth even gets it. And I'm not here to serve that person. If you don't understand that there's a much bigger picture to consider, there's greater opportunity and there's greater risk in this moment, you're not part of my tribe. Like, I have more in common with most of you than I do even some of my friends. Like, this is a big deal. We need to talk about it. You need a place where you can get some sound information, where you can hear a voice of reason. I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination, an expert in all things. But when I wake up and I look at the podcast that I subscribe to, I look at the titles, and I've looked at the titles over the last 2 weeks, and usually there's like six shows, and I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get through all this content? There's such good stuff on all these other podcasts, so much great stuff to listen to. Wow, that really has my interest. And right now I wake up and I'm looking at titles where it seems to me this stuff was scheduled to go out, so you just put it out there, and I don't have any interest in listening to any of those things right now. The house is burning down. Our economy is, listen, it is estimated today that businesses in the U.S. alone are going to be $3 trillion in debt. That's not doomsday folklore from someone's dad. That's from the top economists. This is a big deal. And if we just try to pretend it's business as usual, let's talk about webinar conversion, building our email list. Like, we've got to figure out what direction we're going in first and how to manage risk. And for many of you, how to get cash. Like, you need cash right now. Cash. The place you don't want to get it is by cashing in your 401k, selling all of your assets, and overreacting. So in this episode, I want to share with you things you can do right now if you're in that urgent situation, if you need cash today. And there may be any number of reasons why you're in this position. It might be that the type of business you're in, you are only making money if you're seeing people, and for whatever reason, whatever area you live in, whatever restrictions there are, you're not seeing people. Or maybe it's just you've got the type of business that people are not buying anything right now because they're afraid. There's fear and panic going on everywhere. Maybe you've blown through your savings. Who knows? But for whatever reason, you don't have time to wait around. You need to take action. You need cash, and that's what I'm going to do today, is give you legal ways that you can generate cash in this emergency situation. Number one, immediately sign up to become a freelancer. You can do this on any number of sites. In fact, just go to Google, because I'm only going to list a couple of them here. Go to Google and type in freelance work. And ideally, once you've signed up on one account, it'll be easy for you to sign up on other accounts. The key I think, is for you to just focus on the bigger ones. And they would include Fiverr, which is F-I-V-E-R-R. So it's just like Fiverr with two R's. Fiverr.com, Upwork.com, CloudPeeps.com, Indeed.com, CollegeRecruiter.com, Freelancer.com, Guru.com, ServiceScape.com, Craigslist.com. Now, some of these are just places where you can list your services, and I don't know what your services are, but you got some. I promise you that. If you know how to use Instagram, you can offer your services as someone who's liking photos for someone or monitoring comments. By the way, I don't know if you can hear. Can you hear them? That's my adult children in the other room who are here because we are all under quarantine and their college has been canceled. Their lives have been canceled. Here, I'm just going to go on a little teeny tiny little rant right now, if you don't mind. I love them so much. I'm so happy they're here. Can you hear the happiness in my voice? I'm just so happy they're here that I have a massive headache because you know what? I don't like clutter. And these children who are now adults, they've gone off on their own. They've been doing their own thing and they have new habits. And I'm not crazy about most of their new habits. And you know what? They're back in my house. So we're going to go back by mom's rules. That bed needs to be made. Pick up the clothes. No clothes on the floor. Their college has been canceled. That doesn't mean my life has to be canceled. I told these kids, keep it down. They don't care. They're just making all kinds of noise while I'm over here trying to save the world. Please ignore them. I shall proceed. Anyways, these are great sites for you to sign up for, and whatever it is you offer. In fact, don't not go to these sites because you're not sure what you could do. Go to these sites because you might see some jobs that are posted. You're like, that's a thing? I could actually do that? Yeah, you might be able to do that. It's crazy some of the things that you'll see listed on Fiverr and Upwork that people are willing to pay something for, and you can bid on jobs. It's something coming in. All right, next. Get the word out to people that you are available. I know what you're thinking. Well, no one's doing anything, so therefore there are no jobs. You're wrong about that. There are people everywhere who need help with a variety of things. I mean, this week, I can't even tell you how many people. I was grateful, and I think they were grateful too. I was grateful that they had been sent home from their jobs, and they were grateful that we had work for them, the kind of work where they didn't have to be in a setting with a lot of other people. We were moving out of our other house, the house we raised the kids in. That house closed on our 25th wedding anniversary. So we had tons of things that had to be moved, transported. I just can't even tell you how many things, like moving things out of the small house that we moved into. So we had room to have our kids move back in during this whole thing. So there are people who need help. You just got to get the word out. Go on your social media and say, hey, if anyone's looking for someone who has a truck, if anyone needs help watching their kids, if you need a couple hours break, if you need someone to come over and create a lesson plan or something to keep your kids active, if you need someone to come over and organize your garage, you could do organization, you could do dog walking. And I don't just mean temporarily. This could turn into something that could very well end up being a lucrative business that you could have never anticipated you loved. And this opportunity will help you to discover it. Let me share with you one example from my friend Chelsea.
Everybody knows that I am absolutely in love with dogs. I decided one day just to start this little business to make some extra money. I talked to all my friends and family, said, this is what I want to do. They all thought it was perfect for me. I started at $19 an hour for a half an hour dog walk. Now I do $24 a half an hour dog walk. Other people charge probably $26 or $27. But let me tell you, I love my clients. I'm at my capacity. I know how much I'm making. It's easy. And I'm paying braces off. And that doesn't come out of the regular household fund. I love it. I have my little doggy hotel, which I charge $75 a night for. And it works out for my family. It works out for me. I even bring my kids along sometimes because who doesn't need the open, fresh air and a walk here or there?
I personally think that's a fantastic idea. There's WAGs. I know there are other people that do this. I know there are apps that do it. But a lot of times people are reluctant to use those apps. They would rather use like this situation. A reliable local mom who comes with her two kids, you know it's giving the kids joy. It just feels a little safer sometimes in using an app. If you're going to think of all the reasons why this won't work, good luck to you. You are not in a situation right now. If you need cash, you're not in a situation where pessimism is going to serve you. What about being an organizer? There's no special certification that you need to organize someone's home. And I don't know about you, but right now I need organization in this home so bad. Thankfully, I've found a few people. I've got someone who's working for my in-laws, which I found on care.com. I have someone here who comes to my house twice a week and just make sure everything is organized. You could offer house cleaning, house organization, doing people's laundry by the pound. You could literally, this is a great job for moms. We've got a local business here where, and I forget the name of it right now, you'll have to forgive me, but basically it's a local mom who started this business for moms who wanted to stay at home and have something they could do while their kids were home that didn't require a lot of mental time away, like not necessarily building a business, but just doing something. And so they offer this laundry service where you put your laundry out front, they come and pick it up on Monday, and they charge you per pound, then they drop it off the next day, smelling amazing on your hangers or folded in whatever way you want. You know, I roll a lot of my clothes, so they roll all the clothes for me and return them the next day. That's amazing. There's so many things, so many opportunities for you to make cash right now, but you got to get the word out. These people, I didn't find them through a business card. In fact, Chelsea, the gal who walks our dogs, we found her, I believe, through Yelp, but it started off with her just putting the word out to neighbors, and she only takes a certain number of clients. When we talked to her and hired her, she said, I can only walk your dogs this specific time because it needs to fit with my family. It needs to work for my kids. So there are lots of opportunities out there if you have a positive outlook and you take on the mindset of whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, I'm going to make sure my family doesn't go into debt, or I'm going to make sure the electricity bill gets paid, or that we don't go further into the hole. The worst thing that you can do is stick your head in the hole, stick your head in the sand, and think that this is going to go away immediately or as soon as everybody goes back to work. Our economy will not be the same for a long time to come. Think about what people need in this moment. They feel like they're going crazy. They've got too many people in their home. It was unexpected. They're trying to get their work done and their kids are there and their husband's there and they can't do all the things they were once doing and it's stressful. And how do we keep the kids motivated and educated? How do we continue to educate our kids when we've got to do our own work? We're working from home. We have conference calls with kids screaming in the background and Zoom calls with the internet clicking in and out. So what does that person need right now? They need some calm. They need some relief. They need help tutoring the kids. You could offer to tutor kids. You could do it virtually. You could do that and serve people anywhere, not just even in your neighborhood. You could set up payment very easily through accepting it with an app such as Venmo or PayPal. You could set it up with Calendly. And that's a service that allows you to accept payments in order for them to book an appointment on your calendar. And I believe it's free or very, very low cost to sign up for that. You don't need a website or anything. We just send someone a link to your calendar in order to book an appointment for you to tutor their kids online. They have to pay for it in advance. That's one option. Or you don't even have to use that. You could do this through DMs and say, let's just use a Zoom. You just send me a Venmo or you PayPal me or Apple Pay or whatever it is that you're going to accept as payment and schedule the first virtual session. What do people need? What is their pain right now? What are they struggling with? Well, they're struggling with too many people and too much chaos in their home, which means they probably wish they had decluttered the place a month ago. And now, how do I declutter it when I don't even have time to do that? Well, maybe that's something you're really good at. I don't know. Maybe you're not great at it in your own home, but you're excellent at doing it for other people. Offer those services.
Hi, my name is Tanya Bond. I live here in South Orange County, California. I run my own professional organizing business called Functioning Spaces. My clients love to ask me how I got started in this. I don't really have a good answer. It's nothing I went to school for. So I went on one of those mommy websites on Facebook and posted that I'm looking for five people to organize their homes to help me build my picture portfolio. I was overwhelmed with the responses. I ended up choosing six people instead of five because I was bombarded by people begging me to come and help them.
that was the best decision I ever could have made. By doing that, I kind of became a business overnight. They didn't know that I was totally new, but what those beautiful people did do was refer me to their friends. And ever since then, I've been busy, somehow have turned into a small business. I still can't believe it. It was the best thing I could have done was taking that leap. It was super scary. I didn't really know what I was doing. You know, like I said, I've never been to school for this, but I believed in my abilities enough to try and make this happen. And I absolutely love what I do.
Okay, so listen to what Tanya did. Pay attention. She just went on a local mommy Facebook group and said, I want to help 5 families for free. So you might have to help 2 or 3 families for free, just as she did, so that she could create a portfolio of photos. She didn't need to post those on a website. You literally now have something to show other people, a before and after, which is really very powerful. When I was interviewing someone to come in our home to do this, that's what I asked for. I said, can you show me photos, before and after photos? I want to see, because not everybody is organized the way I think things need to be organized. So I want to see their work. That's important. Do you need that? Absolutely not. You can just start. You can put your rates out and tell people what you do. But I think that was a really cool idea because, as Tanya said, it kind of gave her accountability and it gave her probably a lot of confidence and it gave her a boatload of ready-made clients. It gave her a business. How cool is that? Let me offer you some additional rapid-fire ideas to make cash this week. How about private training? All of the local gyms are closed and people are losing their ever-loving minds. Yeah, I know. Hello. Of course, I know that there are online workouts that you could stream. Amazing. If you want to try a Beachbody workout, great. There's a link for you below where you can try Beachbody live on-demand workouts, including mine, for free for 14 days. But I'm not trying to teach you how to work out right now. I'm trying to teach you how to make some money. And if you know how to help people get fit, if you already know how to design your own workout for you, you don't even have to be a personal trainer. You just need to have the ability and the drive. And you just tell people that I've got X number of years of experience creating workouts and helping people get fit and doing my own workouts, and tell them what you're going to charge them. Get together a small group, make people stand at least 6 feet apart. You can take them outside where it's perfectly safe. People are dying for this right now. There's so many people who refuse to do anything online who need the accountability of going somewhere and seeing someone. You could do yoga in the park. If you've got the ability to stream workouts, you could just put a group together and basically you could just watch the video. You could see the video. You have other people stand behind you in the park and you could do yoga. You wouldn't have to charge very much, but you'd be able to make something. And I know what you're thinking, oh, but don't I have to be a professional or a personal trainer? Just, it is what it is, y'all. These are desperate times. And if we're talking about keeping food on your table and toilet paper in the loo, you do what you need to do because you're a fighter, because you're a honey badger. You just figure this out. There's so many people. You got to get the word out. You got to tell people. You got to get on local Facebook groups. You've got to reach out on the pages of the gym that you once belonged to and let people know you could do this. Maybe you've got weights in your gym that you could throw in the back of your trunk and just create a group. You don't have to call yourself a personal trainer. You can say, I'm going to be your workout accountability partner or paid fitness partner or fitness coach, whatever it is. You don't have to be the expert. You're offering your services. Be honest about what it is you offer. And yes, of course, I would want people to be certified under normal circumstances. But let's face it, I see plenty of people who are certified. And I wonder, what the heck are they doing with their clients? That makes no sense. You know, just a certification doesn't necessarily mean someone knows what they're doing when it comes to fitness. Okay, what about Uber Eats? Sign up to be a driver for Uber Eats or Postmates. Consider selling your clothes on Poshmark or a variety. I've talked about this many times. There's a variety of different apps now. You can take the same clothing listing and list it on a couple of different sites until it sells. You know, maybe it's even eBay, whatever you're comfortable with. You can sell things in your home right now that you don't need, not just clothes, other items, house sitting, babysitting. if you are a therapist or a life coach, a piano teacher, an acting coach, if you can give voice lessons, art lessons, all these things you can do online. You don't need a website. You don't need a lot of people. You just need to get to the right people to let people know that you're offering these things online. You can accept payment any number of ways we've already discussed, and you can use Zoom or Skype to do these things virtually. Maybe you're a student of one of my students, Diane Bleck. She has a program called the Doodle Institute that she started a long time ago. One of our Marketing Impact Academy is one of my favorite stories, teaching people how to doodle. Once you learn how to doodle, you could teach anyone else how to doodle. You could do live classes for kids. Like, are you kidding me? Moms right now are so desperate to have a moment of relief so they can get the necessary things done they need to get done, like paying the bills, all of these things. Are you kidding me? Like, for $10, I could plop two of my kids down in front of a screen, and instead of them watching some mindless video game, they could actually be learning how to draw and doing that in a virtual class. That would be huge. That would be amazing. So there's, think creatively. What could you offer other people? Remember, you don't have to have a business. You just have to have a skill. You don't have to be better than everybody else. You just have to know how to do it your way. You can experiment with what you're going to charge for this, but it's time to think outside the box. I've got another amazing example to share with you. So my friend Monica, you might know her from our Turbo videos. We called her Turbo BFF. Monica's the mom of triplets. She and her husband owned a cycling studio. Closed, obviously. Closed down, and the community is so sad. Like, that's their drug of choice, is taking these live workouts with her, being part of the same community. And the community was completely devastated. And guess what? If no one's cycling, they're not making any money in their cycling studio. So they came up with this crazy brilliant idea to rent their bikes out to their patrons, you know, the customers they know really well. So they're loaning their bikes out to them. They're paying a deposit for the bikes, obviously, just so that they make sure they get the bikes back. And then they're offering their classes for a small fee for people to take their classes virtually, because they can still go into their cycling studio. She and a few other instructors are teaching the classes, and they're broadcasting them into a private Facebook group where their members get to be a big part of this community and take the class together on a Zoom conference. It's brilliant. So now they still have money coming in, right? They're still serving their community. And most importantly, they're still staying connected to their community. So many businesses will be gone when this is over because they didn't do that, because they didn't figure out how to stay an active part of those people's day. Like, it's a habit to go to that particular studio and take cycling classes with Monica and her instructors. And that community falls out of that habit. The likelihood of them picking it back up when this is all over, every single day that goes by, that likelihood gets lower and lower and lower. And that's why we're going to see untold number of thousands of businesses go out of business, go bankrupt, even once we do come out of this and people can return to life as normal. So if you don't need cash right now, the one thing you do need is to stay connected to your customers. Serve them in any way possible. Readjust what it is you're offering, how it is you're offering it. The people who are going to rise to the top in this occasion are not those who are being opportunistic. It's not those who are thinking, how can I make more money? How can I pivot to make money? How can I pivot to take advantage of people? It will be those who earn a deep connection, an emotional connection, and are leading from the heart. Heart-centered entrepreneurs are going to come out of this okay. Opportunists are not. And I mean, I could go on a rant about that. I've seen so many just like really obnoxious statements from people like, well, you know, it's really a shame that I've told you all along that you needed to join my, I'm not going to pick on network marketers because I've seen it from other people too who teach online courses and who have said, you know, it's a shame because we still have checks coming in and we're not going to be affected. And if everybody had just joined my team or joined my program, then everybody would be fine. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. When we're talking about between $3 and $4 trillion, that it's going to hit our economy, everybody is going to be impacted. Everyone. Facts. If you haven't, I want to make sure that you're subscribed to both shows, The Chalene Show and Build Your Tribe, because we're talking money-related issues on Build Your Tribe, and we're talking lifestyle, reducing anxiety, figuring out routine, maintaining so much of the normalcy, how you maintain your sanity. We're talking about all of those things on The Chalene Show. So you need to listen to both of them. I'm going to continue to do 5 podcasts a week for as long as it makes sense for my family and my team at Team Johnson. I've always had the luxury of doing 5 podcasts because we've had the support of so many other of our academies. And financially, this has always been kind of a labor of love. We've never had to charge for it. We've always been able to justify the, I spend a lot of hours doing 5, nobody I know does 5 podcasts a week. And I don't know if we'll be able to continue to do that. I won't do that if it continues to place a strain on my team, because in this moment, we have to make a massive pivot. We have to figure out how we're going to serve people. We've got so many people, our students in the Marketing Impact Academy, who are digging back in. So we have to give them our time and attention. And so I can't make you any promises that I'll still be doing 5, but I will as long as I can. But it's a decision that we are evaluating at the moment. And that's just the most honest thing that I can tell you. I'm also going to share with you how you can evaluate some of those difficult decisions you might have to make, such as moving into a smaller house, what things you need to cut out of the budget, refinancing, layoffs, putting off a wedding, cutting out unnecessary expenses, deciding to shelf your idea for a startup or the next launch that you were planning, or writing that book, postponing one of your kids starting in college in the fall. I mean, this is going to affect a lot of people in a lot of ways we might not be thinking about today, but we need to. And I'm going to be here to help walk you through it. Everything is going to be okay. And when I say that, I don't mean that everything's going to work out the way you want it to. I mean, you will be okay. Everything is right in your soul. God will provide. God is bigger than our fear. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it for you. I wanted to mention a tool that I think you're going to find incredibly useful, especially if you struggle sometimes to know what your purpose is. What is your thing? Like, what are you called to do? Why are you here? What makes you great? What makes you unique? You know what? I think you're too close to yourself to actually even see it. I think if we asked a lot of your friends and family members, they would know. But I want you to know it. I want you to declare it. I want you to see it. So I've developed this really simple questionnaire. You just download it. It's kind of like a quiz, but you're going to know all the answers to this quiz because it's a quiz about you. And when you complete it right there in your own handwriting, it's going to be perfectly clear to you what your thing is. So do me a favor. No, do you a favor and download this questionnaire. You can get it for free by going to chalene.com/my thing. And then answer the questions, and I want to hear from you. Send me an Instagram message and let me know, like, what is your thing? I'm really excited to hear, and I know you will be too. It can be life-changing and clarity-providing to know what your thing is. The same answers are going to come up over and over again when you fill out this questionnaire. It's going to be so obvious to you, and it's going to give you that boost in confidence that maybe you've been missing. All right, again, chalene.com/my thing. And I am really excited for you to do this.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.